This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 5 of The Jump. This is the place where you come to gain a little bit of inspiration and a hit of courage so you do the thing that you fear. Today, I'm going to talk about your brain, and your brain is a bit of a motherfucker. I will explain. I am not a neuroscientist, but I have studied a tremendous amount of neuroscience, from what happens when we sleep to neurochemicals in your body and in your brain, what your how your brain reacts to stress, how your subconscious works. The subconscious really fascinates me. And before I became an executive coach, I studied the subconscious through many, many different books for many years. A lot sits in our subconscious. If you ever want to know why you do the stuff that you do, it's sitting there in your subconscious. And if you want to get some more information on that, Dan Huberman, that man is the bee's knees. Oh my God, he's so beautiful. He's a beautiful neuroscientist in the University of Stanford. Okay, I'm not going to go on about my love affair for Dan Huberman, but I will say this. Your brain is not designed to make you happy. Your brain is designed to make you survive. You have a primal brain. That is a fact. That's not me like coming down on you saying you're simple or you're basic. I can't really say that. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm making a friggin' podcast. I mean, like, truly, I can't say that to anyone. But your brain wasn't designed to make you happy. It's just designed to keep you alive. Your brain seeks comfort. And therefore you seek comfort unless you figure out a way to override that. Now, part of mindset techniques, high performance techniques, is how to override your brain's inclination to do whatever the fuck is comfortable. What does that mean? That means you know you have to take out the garbage, but you don't do it. You have 5 seconds to make that decision. If you're at all curious, look at Mel Robbins' 5-second rule video. Oh my God, she's pure genius. I have a tremendous crush on this woman. But legit, your brain is not wired to make you happy. So if you're not happy, don't feel shame about that at all. Very few people are happy. We live in a really messed up, crazy world. We have two men who are almost in diapers duking it out for the presidency in the US, and that was the best we could do. Like, the world legit is spinning on its axis in the wrong way at the moment. I won't go down the political hole. I won't. But I do want to talk about the brain, because if you understand this point, you will understand why you might feel a bit stuck sometimes. We all know high performers, like if you're on this podcast, you've come to it either by error and you're just fascinated to see this woman's midlife crisis unfold before every single episode, or you've come to it because someone has recommended it and someone who knows me. And you're likely a high performer, you're likely over age 40, you're working either finance or law, you've got mortgage and kids, and you got money, but the money isn't feeling so good anymore. And you're not sure why. You just feel a little bit stuck. I got you. We all feel stuck sometimes. Your brain wasn't designed to give you euphoria or joy. It just wants to keep you safe. So that means that when you know the hard thing that you should do and you don't do it, that's because of how your brain is hardwired. And it is your responsibility to rewire it. Legit, kids. Legit. I studied neuroscience and habits. High Performance Habits by Brendan Burchard is one of the best books out there. Charles Duhigg, Duhrigg, also has a great book on habits. I studied these. Well, there's a whole list of books, which I'll try and put in the podcast notes, because I wanted to understand how it is to unwire my brain, why I wasn't happy. And I've struggled, taking aside, ever since 08, I really did struggle a lot with anxiety and depression. And I think that will always be a part of my soul. It's definitely not in the driver's seat. But happiness is really a choice. It's a mindset. It's understanding when everything goes wrong, there's a lesson. There's a lesson in that. I'm going to go through different examples of this idea of growth mindset throughout various different podcast episodes. But your brain, your primal brain, does not know the difference between a lion or a cheetah running at you and is about to eat you, and a stressful event, or doing something that you know is very deeply uncomfortable. And it just wants to keep you safe. So when you start to feel that discomfort, right, your brain and your body is like literally pumping out the chemicals to keep you from doing the hard thing. But when you remap your brain through new neural pathways, which can be done through journaling, through repetition, through affirmations, through listening to podcasts, not necessarily this one. This one might be working for you and might not. But I'm going to list a whole bunch of other better podcasts than mine. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm okay with that, baby. When you start to create these new neural pathways, these new ways of thinking, you're able to override your brain's tendency to keep you comfortable. And why am I talking about comfort? Because your next 10, 20, 50, 100K, 400K, that isn't coming when you stay in a place of comfort. When you stay doing the things that are comfortable, you have to get real uncomfortable to get to that next level of income. That is my point. Maybe it's you want to leave your partner or your husband and your wife, whoever it is, and they suck. But that's uncomfortable, right? So even though you've known that you wanted to leave them for like 3 or 4 years, or maybe even longer, you haven't done so because of how your brain is wired. All of our brains are wired that way. And you just haven't done that extra step of rewiring your brain. You haven't even consciously thought about what I'm saying, which is literally, my brain is not designed to keep me happy. My brain is designed to keep me safe. Because when you understand that, when you start to see how not wanting to do something, not wanting to do the hard thing is really keeping you stuck and in this hamster wheel of mediocrity or sadness or complacency, and you're just sitting on this freaking hamster wheel and you're running, we all run, but you're not going anywhere. Just keep on running. All of a sudden, a year passes, and 3 years pass, 5 year passes. Oh, I'll leave them next year. But you're still running because you haven't delved into this one sentence, and I'm going to say it again so it sticks, and also because I understand how repetition works in the brain. I can't sing, but every now and again I do sing just to wake us all up, especially when I'm talking about neuroscience. Your brain was not designed to make you happy. Your brain was designed to make you safe. It was designed to keep you alive. It does not know the difference between physical danger and mental danger and discomfort. It just wants to avoid all of that. When you understand that point and you start doing the things to unwire all of that, then you can start to get to where you want to go. Now, getting to where you want to go is very difficult. I say that as someone who's done it many, many, many times. When I would quit jobs, never having another job, having no idea where my next paycheck would come from, I would just kind of walk out and be like, fuck it, I'm just going to find another job. And I always would, but that gap between me telling one job to fuck off and not having another job immediately, highly uncomfortable. The reward, I always made more money. Highly uncomfortable. The reward, I always made more money. Let me repeat it. Highly uncomfortable. I always made more money. Do you see how those two things go together? I need you to do something for me today. I need you to do one thing that makes you uncomfortable. I need you to get used to the discomfort. I need you to start rewiring and overriding your brain. I need you to override your brain. Because I love you. And I love your brain. But all of our brains are kind of a little bit like motherfuckers, you know? The ego is also another motherfucker, but I'm not talking about that today. I just want to keep that short and sweet. Do something that makes you uncomfortable today. Do a little bit of the hard thing that you've been avoiding. Look up on Google how the primal brain works. It's a big tenet for change. Is understanding how your brain works, because so many of us get stuck and we stay stuck because we don't override, we don't even know how to start to override this one point that your brain always wants to keep you comfortable. What does that mean? That means you stay at a job that you fucking hate, working for some moron who can't spell cat, who is Machiavellian. But you stay there because that paycheck is comfortable. You keep the weight on that you know you have to lose. Maybe it's 5 pounds, maybe it's 10 pounds. And I say this without judgment, my weight can fluctuate from 135 to 180. No joke. It's in much better control now that I'm a coach because I take care of my body like a freaking temple. But yeah, you know the thing that you need to do to get you where you want to go. You're just letting your brain make your decisions versus your will. You can override how your primal brain works if you understand how it operates. So hopefully this lit a little bit of fire under you. I love you to pieces. You are stronger than how your primal. You are stronger than how your primal brain works. You are infinite. You are powerful. Go act on it. Get off the bench and play ball. I love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.